thing. But a lot of the times I play the scale of the chord that's three frets up. That's A. If it's E minor, up three frets is a G. He plays an E minor. So here's a G. But if I play it, if I end on an E note, it sounds like I'm playing E minor.
You got one turned on, don't you?
Just end it on an E note. So that way you only have to memorize the scales of the major chords. You don't have to memorize a bunch of other scales, which makes it a lot easier. I guess that idea translates to any instrument. But I don't know how to play any other instrument except a slide instrument. There's a couple of things that you can do. You can play like a mandolin chop, you know, it's on the upbeat. And what I do is I kill the strings behind the bar and just lift the bar up. Or, you know, there's like a double thing, depending on the speed of the song. You know, you can go like, play like E. At that speed, you can either go, or you can go.
Then you have to sing. Here's a train.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that was me. We've been having an upper ring problem all day yesterday and stuff like that. And I don't know if you can worry about it. There's an EQ over here on the monitor thing, but 12K's dropped all the way to hell. And never mind.
That wasn't 12K.
Anyway,
it sounded like maybe 6.
So
six,
you can either do like a backup chop, or a lot of times, one of the questions a lot of people ask is, what do you do when you're backing up somebody, like a singer or something? All you can really do is play the scale notes of the key they're playing in, and you just run scale patterns, just parts out, little snatches, and you fill in the holes. When they shut up, that's when you blow. As soon as they start singing,
well,
you shut up.
That's what you think of the singer. So when they finally shut up, then you can play. It all becomes clear now. What do you do during a banjo?
Banjo, you just play mandolin chops because there's so many notes there you can't get in between them.
I want to put that towel right there to keep that wind from this way. We'll be back.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, if I was playing in C, you got to know the scale patterns. Yeah, it's like my friend said, I finally figured out this guy I've known for years. He said, I finally figured out. Why, Chet Atkins is such a good guitar player. I said, yeah, well, he said he knows where the hell to put his fingers.
Simple as that.
So you really, but once you learn a scale, the nice thing about a dobro, and again, it's probably the same thing on any instrument, once you know the pattern, you just move it up and down the neck. I mean, it's the same thing. Like if I was in C, I do a lot of stuff where I just play one note, but I double it by playing an octave under it with it, just to give it a little fatter sound, and then sometimes I do like a counterpoint thing off of it, so it sounds like you're doing a lot more than you're really doing, but you're just running a real simple scale. Yeah, that's the trick, to make it sound hard. that's kind of true. I've had a lot of people that have learned some of my songs, and they think, and then they see me play it, and they think, God,
you're not moving.
Yeah, you sure did find the easy way to do it. I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, you found the hardest way you could have possibly have done that. So my track on things is to do it as completely simple as you can do it, and then just kind of fatten it up, and that's, it sounds like It always, simplicity always works.
That's why you the ledge.
With your left hand behind the bar, what are you doing on the screen?
Behind the bar, I keep my hand, you have to keep the fingers behind the bar so that you don't have a bunch of, you have all these kind of overtones and things if you don't keep the notes behind the bar quiet. I mean, you'd hear some of that stuff going on if you didn't. And my technique is to pull the bar. Yeah, I'm really amazed there's actually questions. This is cool. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I've shut up for the rest of this thing, and you can go ahead and play and talk.
You guys aren't that pretty.
my technique is to only touch the bar, the string that I'm actually playing. So if I do a lick, I lift the back of the bar up. So I'm only, you know, when I do that little flurry in the beginning, I have to lay the bar down, but then I lift it up. And then if I'm doing a lick that goes down, I lift the bar up and down as I hit each note and pull it back toward me so that if I end up on the fifth string, I'm really only touching the fifth string there. And my fingers are behind the bar on the strings.
What about the tip of the bar? Is that a rounded point?
No, I just use an old Stevens bar. 12 blocks or whatever. I do a lot of block with my right hand, which is really a pedal steel technique. So you really don't even have to do any bar blocking. I'm sorry, guys. We'll play something here. Just answer this question, we'll play a song. It's almost hot to have these guys sitting up here for nothing. I do that more on the pedal steel. But this idea is the same if you're playing and there's a string that you know, like on an 8-string dobro, there's a sixth in the tuning, and you don't want that ringing in a particular chord. I'll hit the chord and then reach down and touch it with this hand to let the chord ring, but that one won't. That note won't go.
Yeah,
it's a, you know, you can just touch that one, and then you only have. But on a pedal steel, it's real important because it's tuned to a ninth chord or a sixth chord, or so you hear all this stuff ringing, plus being electric. I think I answered this question. Let me play something just so to keep these guys awake. Well, really dry. I'll try to sing something. Do we have the
voice of God in
the house? All right. Yeah, if you could give me a glass of water, that'd be great.
Ed?
Yeah.
Calm us, Micah.
Go ahead.
I never sing unless I'm in a studio or a place that has a wonderful sound system that makes me sound kind of like I have a voice, Ricky Nelson style. But I'll try it. You want to try it? Dreaming of you and your eyes so blue, I've loved you forever, it seems. I've longed for you, dear, and wanted you near, for you are the girl of my dream. And though I have met you just now, I'll tell you of my love somehow. Now if I could but win
you apart, little girl. And I would have treasures untold. The kisses that we've shared in my sweetest dreams are even more precious than gold. How I love your sweet face, dear smiling eyes, so often the story's been told. Now if I could but win your heart, little girl, then I would have treasures untold.
It is a fiddle thing.
continue, man. Yeah, it's, that's another thing of just kind of playing like fast scales, you know. That's really all you're doing. And then however you phrase it, little snatches of the scale. You mean like behind the bar? A lot of players reach behind the bar. I don't actually do that because what I do is I turn the bar back over. I would usually either go. To tell you the truth, I'm almost afraid to do that because it's either not going to be a tune or you're going to flip the bar out of the audience. So I just stop doing that.
Coleman, when he's playing the guitar, every once in a while he does something like this in the middle.
See, everybody wants to be a pedal steel player.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a pedal steel player.
Yeah. I would say probably 90% of my playing is with my thumb and my middle finger. But I double thumb a lot of things where I'll hit, like this lick here is all just finger and my thumb and first and my second finger. If I did that with a three-finger roll, it's got a different feel. So it kind of locks you into that banjo thing. It just depends on the song.
All of it's impossible to do, by the way. I said, hey, Mike, teach me something on this dobro. And I sat down there with the dobro. I said, okay, and you got this 7-fret spread thing, okay, and you roll the front right up. And after about a minute, I said, wow. Put the bar down. I said, I've got a shooting fire of pain going all the way up my arm. And he said, well, you're doing it right then. It's my last dobro lesson.
I think we were getting ready to play pickleball.
Oh, were we? Okay.
Right there, you know, you don't have. I've heard some players at the field that they'll call me over and say, "Man, is this how you did it?" And they're going all over the place on the sixth string. I said, "No, but you need to show me that because just for times like this." But I don't know any of those songs except on eighth string. Chime things are, what you do is you play, the theory behind it is that you're an octave above wherever the bar is. Just like all instruments have chimes at the 12th fret, right? So if you're say you're in C, and you can do it a couple different ways. You could, on the pedal steel, I do it where I hit this part of my finger at the 12 frets above wherever the bar is. And it's real pretty on an electric instrument. It really sings, but on a dobro, it's not very strong. So I use the back of my hand back here to be at the 12th, to be 12 frets over wherever the bar is.
It's the last one.
And you can't see where the back of your hand is. You have to remember wherever your thumb is, depending on what size your hand is. So when I look at the neck, if I hit my thumb a little bit, what you're really doing is kind of just touching the strings of the back of your hand, picking at the same time. It ain't easy, I didn't say that.
You want me to turn them off now, Mike?
He said I should go to more dobro workshops. That's true. So anyway, I play, like I was saying, if I'm in C, I put my thumb pick as F. If I'm in D, it's a little above the G fret, you know. And after you do it a long time, you don't even think about where you're doing it. As soon as you get into that mode mentally, it's almost like your hands are tied together. So wherever your bar goes, your hand goes in, and you know about where it's going
to
be.
We used to do a lot of chimes in Baby's Luggage.
Whether that works, you know, real slow, pretty songs. That's a very effective thing if you don't overdo it. You know, when the guy says something about heaven or something, you know, then you put it in.
Right, right. Up on high. End of any Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Then there's kind of another technique that where you can. I do this other technique. It's kind of like a rock and roll guitar sound where you. You get half the note and half a chime. So, and I do that by with the back of my hand over here. That's really cool, like on a lap steel.
$1 million and Mooney ain't got no shoes.
Now you know why I won't do this without these guys. Let's see. This is when somebody asked me about tuning for different songs, and I tuned the G string down to an E note. you know, it's been a long time since we played this, but once you play something, you know,
yeah,
it's
we'll,
in there.
We'll get it by the end.
The neat thing. And, when you tune that down to an E note, when you play the C chord I was talking earlier about playing minor chords, you go up 3 frets on a major chord, you've got that relative minor. So when I tune that down to an E and I go up 3 frets, I've got that minor chord. There's a real A minor at the 5th fret, so the 2nd fret, pulling the other notes down. But other than that, you have to stay away from that string, so you got to be real careful when you detune the guitar. very good, at least with these guys, because we never play their songs. So. And they're not easy. Chord progression, Kill Me Softly is one of his songs. If you ever get lost in the chord progression, you'll never find your way back. You gotta start, go back to the top. The first example that comes to mind is, you know, any pretty song, but something like, say, Wait a Minute, that I used to do with the scene. I'm playing it back here. I move my hand up here just to give it a little softer tone, and I do that at certain places. It's not all the time, you know, like I might start it off with a stronger. Right there. Scared me.
The ghost of Duff.
I did it again.
You forgot so soon.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try,
while.
Let's try one more time.
One more time.
Wait a minute! Did I hear you say it?
We could even sing it. Let's try it. Go ahead.
I used to do it in B. I'm sorry. I learned this in B, and then I just went to the 4/4 in B, but it's an E flat. B flat. One more time.
He's rolling the table.
Nobody usually tells a story when he makes a mistake on stage. He acts as though there's some large
insect.
Bee.
Actually, he's a flying insect.
Or I blame it on Michael usually, but
he looks at me.
It was too obvious.
You make a mistake and you look at the bass player.
Of course, you always go plop.
B flat.
B flat?
Change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
once again. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without.
Thank you. Thanks, folks. Mike Aldridge, Go Bull Master.